Are going to party. I am so looking forward to the weekend. It's the Monica J Show, live and local FM talk on 92.3 and 99.1 FM. For all of Northern Nevada, Yerington, Hawthorne, Smith, and Mason Valley, and all of Washoe, and even out in Fernley and Fallon. So thank you for being here today as I broadcast live from the Grand Sierra Resort for CPAC West, the Conservative Political Action Committee. And people have been going out to this for years on the East Coast, but they say, you know what? We got to get those people in the West because they have just had too much liberalism out there, and it's time to change all that. So I want to welcome to the show right now, talking about partying this weekend and having a great time here today, is my good friend Andy Matthews. He is the executive director of the Morning in Nevada PAC, and you are putting together a hell of a party tomorrow.
We absolutely are, and thank you so much, Monica, for having me on. Yeah, the Basque Fry, you know, it's become such a great Nevada tradition, really. That I would say the biggest and greatest annual political rally that we have here in the state. This is the fifth year now that we've done it. It just gets better and better every year, and it's just a great opportunity for, you know, conservatives and Republicans to get together at Corley Ranch in Gardnerville, celebrate our conservative principles, taking a day of great family-friendly entertainment, great food, a wonderful lineup of speakers, topped by the Honorable Mick Mulvaney this year, of course. And, you know, this year more than ever, I think it's so important for us to get together and rally and rededicate ourselves to our shared conservative principles, which are, you know, let's be honest, are threatened today in Nevada in a way that we've just never, ever seen in this state. Yeah. And, you know, coming out of a tough election year in 2018, the message that we're going to bring to people is, you know, yeah, we took our lumps, but this is not a time to despair. Our efforts to take back Nevada start tomorrow, and we're looking forward to it.
Explain the guest list. The Honorable Mick Mulvaney and Matt and Mercedes Schlapp and Matthew Whitaker. I mean, what are these people bringing as Washington insiders? What are they bringing to Northern Nevada?
Yeah, these are people who I think bring a number of different things to the table. First of all, these are leaders, conservative leaders, who really have been at the forefront of the fight for our country, you know, for a number of years in different capacities, you know, some of them as elected officials, some serving government in other ways, some as heads of organizations that promote conservative ideals and conservative values. You know, what I think is so significant is the fact that these national leaders are coming here to Nevada this year. And the reason for that is they recognize what a pivotal state this is on the national stage. You know, Nevada is a state that has been one of those so-called
swing
states. We're
this close absolutely to being mini California.
You know, you're right. It's a state with a proud heritage of liberty and limited government and opportunity. It's a state that in recent years on the national stage has been very competitive. But you're absolutely right. You know, we certainly have to acknowledge that the trend recently has been in the wrong direction. And we've seen what happens when a state goes hard left. It's very, very difficult to recover from that. We need look no further than our neighbor to the west, California. And so these are national leaders.
We don't have to look any further than Clark County and what Governor Sisolak is doing.
Clark County, where I live, yeah. You know, it's a place where, look, a lot of that heritage that's made Nevada so unique is being lost. And we are really thrilled and honored that so many of our national leaders are coming to our state because they recognize, Monica, how important it is to fight for Nevada, that it's not a state that we can afford to see go irreparably to the left. It's a state that needs to stay competitive. It's a state that, you know, conservatives need to be able to win back. I'm hopeful that we can, but I think it's going to be great tomorrow that so many prominent, respected national leaders like Matt and Mercy Schlapp, like Mick Mulvaney, like John Fund are going to be here to deliver that message right here in our backyard.
Okay. Can people still sign up to go on Eventbrite?
Absolutely. Okay. The website is morninginnevadapac.org, and that's Morning in Nevada spelled out, PAC as in Political Action Committee.org. The deadline is tonight at midnight.
So oh, you gotta tonight go, at midnight.
You gotta
oh,
go quickly.
Okay.
Do it now. No tickets will be sold at the door. So anyone who wants to join us, we're expecting a great day, a great crowd, but it's not too late. The clock's ticking. A few hours left. But for those out there who have not bought your ticket yet, I hope you'll do so. And Monica, I know you can attest to the fact it's a can't-miss event.
It is a can't-miss event. And actually, let's drag your partner in crime over here and get him on the air with us. No, we have a microphone just for him. This is a classy act. And now welcoming to the show.
How are we doing?
As I said before, our should-have-been governor, Adam Laxalt, joining us. So are you ready for the party tomorrow?
We are ready for the Bass Fry.
How many people are we looking at close
well,
to?
We're expecting at least 1,300 people.
Oh,
we're
wow.
We have almost 2,000 for these 2 days. And we feel blessed and we feel honored that this many people want to turn out for this event. You know, I came on your show a number of weeks ago to say this wasn't just a normal event, that you know, we've held this for 5 straight years. We felt this event was particularly important because it's the event that marks the day that we're going to start taking back our great state. And so to have that many people, great patriots and Nevadans who care about the future of this state, show up, I think
well,
they're
going to
be...
Well, and I have to push, since we are the home of Fox News, the Fox commentators that you see joining the, you know, the big guys, the big guns all the time, Matt Schlapp and, you know, Corey Lewandowski and getting these guys out here that people can put faces and voices and know that they care about Nevada.
Absolutely. You know, we're hearing today at the CPAC West Conference how just a small amount of people can make such a huge difference. Yeah. And if people are motivated and they're willing to devote their extra time to taking back our state and taking back our country, I believe we can take back this state. I think we can win this state for the president in 2020, and I think the president can win the entire country. But we can't take this for granted. As I like to say, the left, unfortunately, has built-in ground troops. They have unions. They have people that wake up every single day trying to take away our liberties and expand their power.
Yeah.
Every single day in every facet of our lives. A lot of our folks are running small businesses, raising families. They don't make politics their passion. Yeah. And that's going to be our big call of action tomorrow, is that we need to make politics our passion. We have no choice. We are truly at a do-or-die stage for our state and our country. And, you know, when you have a group of 1,300 people, you start doing the math. They all pledge to speak to 10, 50, 100 people over the next 14 months. You know, that's 100,000 people, and if we make this our mission, I believe we can take back this state.
Well, let's address the elephant in the room, and that is getting people elected. And so not only, you know, will portion the proceeds from the event tickets, but you're going to have all kinds of stuff there to help raise money to get Republicans elected.
Absolutely. We're going to have people, the party's going to be there in various campaigns, and people are going to be able to get their message out on their own and meet the Bass Fry attendees. But, you know, the Morning in Nevada PAC, it was set up to be the conservative PAC, to be able to push for conservative principles and to be able to push for conservative candidates. And, you know, one of our great successes this year, which is a great example of not only our PAC, but people being engaged, was defeating the Sanctuary State Bill here in our great state. Some of your listeners right now, this is the first time you've heard of it. They didn't even know that we almost became a sanctuary state. This is how it happens.
Well, I'm not
Okay, your listeners
I'm
probably
not,
know a
no,
lot about
I'm
it.
Not fully convinced that it's over.
Oh.
I have a feeling that it's sitting there on a shelf brewing for the next session.
I think so. So let me finish how it happened last year, and then I'll predict the future. Both houses passed this thing. It's going to sail right through. And this is the Carson City way. You know, the public isn't paying attention. They don't know this huge, important, fundamental issue is being debated. It would have been signed, and we all have woken up and had no idea what happened to us. Because of the PAC, because of our supporters, because we ran a campaign, we were able to get the word out. We're able to motivate people to challenge this, and fortunately, that was enough to make the Democrats shelve this thing. Do I think that it's permanently shelved? No, absolutely not. This is the base of their party. They believe in this. They think that we should be abolishing ICE. They think that we should have open borders. Mm-hmm. All these things aren't going away.
And just in case you want to say something about it, that's gov.nv.gov. You can send Sisolak a message.
So, you know, it is important that we continue to be engaged. And I truly believe that a lot of our electorate in 2018 didn't quite understand the stakes. They didn't quite know that we were going to have two Democrat houses and a Democrat governor. That if we had all three of those things combining, then for the first time in decades,
there's no checks and balances.
Then they could do anything. There are no checks and balances, and the progressive agenda could come to Nevada. And I think we all take for granted that it used to be Democrats were fairly moderate here, and they were all pro-business, and they were all pro-gun. And in many cases, they were reasonable.
Yeah.
They are evaporating rapidly, that brand of Democrat. And now you see this new progressive base. So the stakes are incredibly high. We're at a big turning point for our state. We have to fight to get back some of our state Senate and some of our state assembly, and then we have to lay the groundwork to be able to win statewide races in the future.
Yeah. So bring your credit cards and bring some money, because you're going to have some silent auction items there that people can bid on.
There's going to be so much. And you know, one of the great things about the Basque Fry is we've always made a point of making it not just an opportunity to come here for some great conservative leaders with our speaker lineup and the great food, but so many ways to get involved. You know, bring the kids. There's a lot of entertainment that's great for the whole family. A lot of ways to meet other conservative leaders. You know, we really take a lot of pride in the fact that a lot of local elected officials come to the Basque Fry every single year, and it's mm-hmm. a chance to go up and say hello to them, get involved in different organizations that are working to promote conservative principles. There's just so much that it offers, and it's really been amazing to see it grow and grow year after year. I know when Adam started this, you know, 5 years ago, it was a tradition that, you know, he'd built on from what his grandfather used to do here in Nevada and Washington, D.C.
And did he have 1,300 people at his? Just checking.
You know, my grandfather's event, you know, our event is kind of a fusion. And so he had a very small event in Washington, D.C. that always included President Reagan. And then he had Basque barbecues across the state, part of his campaign. And so this is merging these concepts. And so, no, they weren't large, massive conservative grassroots events.
But it's still going to feel just as friendly
together. It is definitely still in honor of him. And, you know, we get a chance to, by the way, still show our Basque heritage and keep reminding Nevadans how important this was. We have Basque dancers that do a great performance there on the stage at lunchtime. And I think, you know, Basques and Italians, these are the immigration waves that built Northern Nevada. And so it's great to continue to pay homage to them.
All right. Midnight tonight.
That's the deadline.
Last chance
don't
to
rest.
Get your tickets. Corley Ranch tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. MorningInNevadaPack.org.
There you go.
Okay, always have to remember that, .org. I'm sorry. Adam Laxalt, thank you so much for joining
me.
Thank
you.
Andy Matthew,
me.
I got to put the big dog
absolutely,
first. Sorry
absolutely.
About that, Andy.
No worries. Always a pleasure, Monica.
All
thank
right,
you.
Thank you. All right. We'll be back live from CPAC West for the Monica Jay Show right here on your live and local FM talk station. It is KKFT. And, boy, this is going on until 4 o'clock. You really should check it out. Thanks for being here. 99.1 FM Talk. It's 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. We're taking all over Northern Nevada. Wherever you are, please take us with you. It's live and local FM Talk on the Monica Jay Show. And joining me right now, a guest who joined me last week, is Matthew Whitaker, who was the former acting AG there for a while, and you got your face out there, but also working with Jeff Sessions. You were his chief of staff, and so you've been a big dog in the out east.
Yeah,
as
so
we like
it was
to say.
It was an honor of a lifetime to be in the cabinet for the 3+ months that I was the acting attorney general and work side by side with this president. I learned a lot, but I saw him up close and personal, and really continued to gain respect for what he was fighting against and what he was trying to do.
Yeah.
I told you when we were on the phone that I'd be here.
I know.
And I like to be a person that lives up to my promises.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. So you gave a talk, and we're discussing China in there with Matt Schlapp. And I mean, is this something that you look out here in the rurals and in the smaller towns in Nevada? Mm-hmm. Is China a concern for all of us?
Absolutely. So one of the things that I think, you know, I'm from Iowa, born and raised, you know, still spend a lot of time there. One of the things that, you know, sort of technology, especially in the cell phones and in you know, all of the technology issues that are making lives better, self-driving cars, artificial intelligence, all these things that are cutting edge are going to improve the lives of all Americans, and it's being developed here in the United States. And one of the things that I was trying to impress upon this great group of patriots was just how great the threat is for Chinese stealing our ideas, buying our ideas, buying our companies, and then exploiting that technology against us. I think it's, you know, we have, unfortunately, are a little late to really kind of what their national strategy is. That is the Chinese national strategy to, by 2025, be the world superpower. And, you know, they're gonna steal
paying for influence in a lot of other countries.
Yeah, they are. And so, you know, one of the things that we talked about but didn't talk enough about, I think, is their Belt and Road Initiative. And that is where they're going to many countries and offering very advantageous money, loans typically, to build infrastructure in these various countries, ports, railroads, and the like. And, you know, they've had mixed success in that, but they've also pushed into South America, which, as you know, the Monroe Doctrine, which is essentially, you know, our sphere of influence is certainly North and South America and Central America as the world leader. But, you know, we obviously have worldwide influence. The Chinese are trying to undermine that and trying to become a co-equal, and they're doing it with money, oftentimes money that they've gained in exploiting the trade relationship with us and taking the currency that they've, because of that account deficit we have with them, and then, you know, investing that to have more influence around the world.
Well, and I know we have farmers and ranchers and people who are concerned about trade wars and things like that, but I have to keep stressing that a lot of these, what used to be family-owned farms, are owned by corporations now. So I put out there, China needs us more than we need them.
Well, and as a member of the Iowa Farm Bureau, which I am, you know, I read a lot about these ag trade issues, and I was encouraged. I saw a report just in the last couple of days that has been an inquiry from Chinese buyers about you know, Iowa and ag products like soybeans and corn. And so I think, you know, that's a good development. But at the same time, you know, I fully support the president and what he's attempting to do here. It's gonna cause some near term pain, and I feel terrible that these farmers are not getting a fair amount of money for their products. But at the same time, on the backside of this, when we're successful in this negotiation, we're going to see a lot better and fairer trade.
Trump is going for the long term.
He is going for the long term. And I think, unfortunately, a lot of politicians have not done that in the trade relationship with China. And I think the president uniquely understands it. And he's going to press. And I think they're going to get a deal done, I hope. And when they do, I think it's going to be better for everybody.
Is Washington keeping an eye on Nevada at the rate we're going?
Yeah, I mean, so Nevada is a very interesting state. From my perspective, I don't think one state wields more influence than the next. I think, you know, sort of it has, unlike my home state of Iowa, which has been trending to the red. I think Nevada is trending a little bit towards the blue, and you see a lot more transient, a little more boom bust cycle in Nevada. And so I think this is a place where we need to do a lot more spade work and a lot more organization and a lot more of the kind of the basic and blocking and tackling of making sure people understand why the president's agenda and the agenda of the Republican Party is long term the best option for all Nevadans, you know, whether they're here in Reno.
It's a good thing he's got this Iowa boy on his team, because you look like you could do some blocking and tackling.
Well, I mean, unfortunately, everything's, you know, very much a football analogy for me, because I played college football for 5 years of my formative life. And so
my adopted son is the punter for Northwestern. So,
oh, fantastic. Yeah. Well, we'll see you at, I think in November, Iowa plays Northwestern.
Oh, nice.
And you know, we got a big game this weekend against Iowa State, which is going to be fun to watch. Unfortunately, since I'm here and I'm doing the Basque Fry tomorrow, which we talked about on the phone last week, you know, I'm not going to be able to be there in Ames college game day.
They have this thing called DVR. We love technology.
They have DVR, and they also have, you can watch it on your cell phone. I have the ESPN app, and so I'm happy to just watch it on my phone.
Well,
I've watched a lot of football games on my phone.
I'm not going to bring Kaepernick up with you, so we'll get off the football talk here. But we greatly appreciate you coming up. And what should people watch for? You know, the mom and pops here in Northern Nevada, when they do grab a glimpse of the news, when they're looking overseas at the powers that be.
Well, one of the things I realized when I became the Attorney General was just how global, how quickly global issues were. How, you know, these drug cartels almost immediately one step go international. You know, sort of the economic espionage almost one step goes international. All these kind of challenges we face, and so I think what the folks that sort of feel like that they're not, you know, sort of the big city sophisticated, you know, white wine chortling crowd, I like to call them, that's, you know, that say, oh, those conservatives are so cute, you know, because I mean, it's real America, and it's fundamentally, though, a strong American economy is going to help all of those small businesses in those small towns, whether it's the local doctor's office, whether it's the local, you know, fitness gym, whether it's the, you know, the grocery store. I think, you know, sort of locking in some of these economic advantages that we have as a country because of our system of capitalism is so important. Yeah. And I think that's the biggest threat. I think when you look at the left, they think they can tinker with capitalism.
Yeah.
But what ends up happening is it gets perverted, and ultimately, so these big companies lock in these sophisticated regulatory schemes that advantage the big permanent companies that are in those spaces, mm-hmm. and then cause regulatory burdens on small business and startups. And that's what I really have always been a voice against, is the lobbyists in Washington, D.C. that go to oftentimes a Democrat administration and convince them to lock in some very burdensome
that I was so proud when my president went in there, and one of the first things he did was deregulate so many things.
Yeah, and it was really, and based on my experience in this administration, it wasn't just talk, we were doing it.
Yeah.
We were rolling back a lot of these Democrat regulations that oftentimes, again, advantaged the big companies that had those, you know, kind of bipartisan relationships because they hire lobbyists on both sides,
yeah.
And then they lock in these marketplaces, and they prevent innovation, they prevent startups, they prevent the kind of things that we believe in, and you know, so
and
I'm
Nevada is built on the mom and pops, so
yeah.
Well, I'm so glad you're going to be at the Basque Fry tomorrow. Just reminding people, midnight tonight, that's the cutoff if you want to get your tickets and say hi to Matthew. It's just been such a pleasure to have you on.
Thank you. It was very nice to meet you in person, and I'm glad to be here in Reno.
I'll be checking out your boots tomorrow.
All right. Well, I brought them. They're in my bag.
Right. We are the home of Fox News, so let's take a quick Fox News break here, and we'll be back live from the Grand Sierra Resort for CPAC West on the Monica Jay Show here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's not just 99.1 FM Talk, it's also 92.3 FM Talk. We are proudly taking over all of Northern Nevada with live and local FM Talk, the things that you want to hear about and talk about on the Monica Jay Show. It's your live and local show from 10 to noon every weekday. And of course, you can always go check out those podcasts. I always sound so young when I say podcasts and all that fun stuff, because you know, the Republican Party is just made up of a bunch of old white men. Well, I'm here to tell you, as we broadcast the show live today from CPAC West at the Grand Sierra Resort, that is not the case. There are women here. There are people of different religions. There are people of different races. And that is the point, is to make sure that people understand the Republican Party is, well, we're unity. We are diversity. We are the ones who are coming up with freedoms and liberties for everybody, not just a certain few. So When you think college Republicans, we are so proud to have our college Republican group back in action. Their first meeting is coming up on Monday. But when you think that X generation, when you think the younger ones who are going to be pushing us forward, you think Turning Point USA. And I am so happy to have me right now, Mark Cota, who is the National Field Program Representative for this area, joining us. Hi, Mark.
Actually, Mark is at an important meeting.
Oh, that's right,
right.
Mark.
Yes.
I'm looking at business cards, and that's hard.
No problem. Yeah, my name's Wyatt Revilio. I am head of PR and marketing for TPUSA. Our chapter at the University of Nevada. So, yeah, very exciting.
So, do you go to the different universities with, say, Charlie Kirk and the things that he has to deal with? How much involvement do you do with that?
So, personally, I do not. I just handle our chapter, but I've seen, you know, what he goes through and how he handles.
Oh,
those
I watch
situations.
All the videos. Yeah.
Yeah, the videos are great, and Charlie is awesome at that. He talks about the facts. He engages people in, you know, I call it deliberative democracy, deliberative discussions with people that may not know what they're talking about, and he's great at that.
I've never once heard him raise his voice.
Right? He's very calm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That and I look at that with him and Candace Owens, especially going on to the college campuses, where they're allowed, please, but you are allowed here, and he's going to be coming to the University of Nevada, Reno, UNR, as most people call it.
Yeah, October 7th, he'll be at the University of Nevada. He will be in the ballroom upstairs at the Joe Crowley Student Union, and we are trying to sell it out. We're trying to fill it out at the max occupancy. I think it's 900 people, so we're trying to get as many people there. And then it's free tickets as well.
I don't think you're going to have a problem with that.
No, definitely not, yeah.
You know, so. Free tickets,
yes. So
that's pretty incredible. That's the budget of a university student.
It is, definitely, yeah. Well, the whole point of that is trying to get the whole community out there, even Democrats, even socialists, people with other you know, philosophies, because we're trying to get that discussion going, because that's what's lacking in America. And
Charlie's, it's education.
Yes, and Charlie is great at that, so we're going to use that platform for him here.
So how do people get the ticket then to attend?
So
because this is just 3 weeks away.
Yeah, so you're going to go online at Turning Point USA, so tpusa.com/culturewar, CulturWar, so culturewar.com, and you can get your tickets there. It's through Eventbrite, and it's just a way for us to see how many people are coming, and it's going to be great.
That's pretty impressive because Charlie has a lot of fans in this area, not just the university crowd.
Definitely,
because he does speak so professionally, and you know, getting the word out and being calm and making sure that his message is on point. You guys have a battle though, because this is not just the recent indoctrination of university school students, and it's not the beginning. They've already been, you know, educated in the ways of liberalism. And, I mean, even the elementary school books now are being printed up in California that say capitalism is racist. You know, so there's already a generation going into the university now that we've always known is liberal that are going in liberal. They don't have to be turned. What do parents and people need to do now for this next generation that is coming up that are already, you know, climate change activists and, you know, 14-year-old climate change activists? How do you approach that younger mindset?
Yeah, definitely. Well, personally, I believe, you know, it starts at home. You can't just depend on the teachers. Mm-hmm. You know, let your kids know about history about our nation, our founding principles, our ideals. And then with organizations like Turning Point, we're at high schools too. You could start a chapter at your high school. And it's good to know that you have an outlet. Don't listen to the media, what they have to say, and kind of liberal rhetoric where you only could think one way. There's other outlets too, like Turning Point. And it's good to remember that.
Well, we see so many teachers that are pushing that liberal agenda.
Exactly, yeah. And it's all about, I think there's lack of free thinking on the left, and especially with teachers. They want you to think one way. just for
it's called freedom of conscience.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, we can't have that anymore.
Yeah,
and we have to think their way.
Yeah, and our country is founded upon that, about that freedom of conscience. Yeah. So, just to remember that you can form your own opinions, and I think, you know, conservative politics, it's common sense politics. You know,
yeah,
it's common sense ideals. So just to keep that in mind is really important.
So what is it like when you have to go up against the liberals who are screaming in your face and, you know, spits flying everywhere? And, you know,
yeah,
I have never had to deal with that because I'm relatively sheltered. When I go places, it's basically for Republican events or conservative events. So I haven't had to deal with that. What is the pressure like, though, for the younger generation, for the kids who are stepping foot onto that college campus, knowing that they're conservatives and feeling outnumbered?
There's a lot of pressure, and we're surrounded by it. You know, the professors are people like that. We've had professors come up to our tabling, because we table twice a week on campus, mm-hmm. and they argue with us mm-hmm. about what we believe in, and they want us to be narrow-minded. And we've had members of actually Antifa already come up to us and tell us we're fascist and we're disgusting. So, you know, the best thing to do we can't stoop down to their level.
Yeah.
We can't be like them.
And Charlie Kirk shows that.
Exactly. That's why we love him. And we have to engage them, and especially with our chapter and chapters across the country. We say, why do you think that? Why do you believe socialism is better than capitalism? And we want to talk to them. Mm-hmm. And if they don't want to talk, then they could step away, because we're not going to stoop down to their level of antics.
So. How do you know you've won a fight with a liberal?
You don't. I mean,
no, they call you a name.
Oh, they call you a name. Yeah,
I was. They call you racist.
I was gonna say it's endless.
Yeah,
yeah, they won't give in sometimes. But yeah. There's a lot of moderates on campus that are. They've asked me, what is socialism? I actually don't know what it is, and I tell them what it is. They're like, oh, that's great. I'd love to come to a club meeting to learn more.
Good.
And there's a lot of kids on campus like that. So it's more promising than you think.
Good. Yeah. And I love being here at CPAC West. And, you know, what do you think of the event that's going on here today?
Definitely. I mean, it kind of gets you exhilarated for 2020. I mm-hmm. mean, seeing all these people, you know, like-minded conservatives who are also excited about our movement, it's really great. Great,
yeah,
for the community.
I've only seen five or six politicians. Everybody else of the hundreds of people here are just
right
good patriotic Americans. And,
yeah,
you
it's
know,
great
I
to
think,
see.
I think one of the big issues is they are concerned about the universities
mm-hmm.
and, you know, sending their kids to university, and where are they going to go, and who are they going to be around, because it's always peer pressure that you have to think about as well. So, well, we're going to give them the other side of the peer pressure. We're going to give them the conservative peer pressure. So thank
Absolutely.
You so much for standing up for what you believe in and doing
yeah.
what you do. And again, if somebody wants to start a high school chapter, what should they do?
So they could go on tpusa.com, and we have a chapter page on there, and they could learn about chapters in their area, or they could sign up for their own, start their own, so, which
right.
is great. Yeah, and then also it's going to be tpusa.com/culturewar for Charlie Kirk on October 7th,
All
Monday,
right.
October 7th. So,
perfect.
Yep.
Got to go online and get my ticket. So
yeah, definitely.
Thank you so much for
yeah.
joining me.
Thank you.
And I wish you all the success at UNR and any place else you travel to help spread the conservative message.
Yeah, thanks.
All right. So we will be right back, our last break, live as we do our show from CPAC West, the Conservative Political Action Committee. Our first one here, not only in Nevada, but on the West Coast. So we're looking forward to some more interviews and just talking about what people need to know and keeping this country from going socialist. Thanks for being here on The Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Yes, KKFT, it's The Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. There goes Larry Chesney, my Facebook friend. And, you know, I just, earlier I had mentioned we've got just, you know, a few local politicians here, and I'm so upset because this man is now not a local politician, and I want him to be governor. Actually, honey, I want you to be president. So
No way.
Is that you saying that or your wife?
Both of us. I'm enjoying my retirement.
Good. Don Gustafson joining me right now, former state assemblyman, state senator. I mean, you racked up the accolades, and you've done so much for Nevada. Appreciate you so much.
Thank you, Monica. It was a pleasure to be able to serve the state of Nevada for almost 18 years. It's unbelievable, but I felt it's time to retire, and I'm enjoying it, although sometimes I wish I was back down there. Maybe you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I have no ideas of running for office again.
I saw you checking for your wife.
Yeah.
You didn't want to get a hit on the back of your head. What do you think about an event like CPAC West?
I think this is fantastic. CPAC is coming out to Nevada, the west coast here. And we are the west coast. I mean, state to the east, west
I'm
of us.
I'm just waiting for the earthquake to, you know.
Yeah. I got my opportunity. Was it last year or year before? I got to go to CPAC back there in Washington, and that was a great experience. I've always wanted to go. I've always been either in session or not been able to do it. So, having an organization like this come out to Nevada is just fantastic. I know this will be probably an ongoing event. It'll come out. I hope to see. There's a lot of people here now. I just hope to see a whole lot more next time they have it, because we have to get Nevada red again.
If Adam Laxalt and Morning in Nevada PAC have their way, this is good. And actually, Matt Schlapp just, you know, said, "Hey, I'm going to see you next year, right?" And I said, "You certainly are."
Yep, that's
so
great.
So I think they're already planning on making this a yearly thing. But you know, when you look around and you see what's happening to Nevada and the problems that we're facing, it's nice to see the experts on the issues. I think that's one of the things that our planning commissions, our city council, even all the way through to the legislature, we hear from people and who are doing studies, but we don't always hear from the experts.
The
ones who are maybe giving us something we don't want to hear.
Right. That's one reason I had my wife come with me today, too, because she didn't hear all these things that I hear all the time. The experts are there, and it just helps us and builds us and gives us the enthusiasm that we need to get out there and continue the fight for what is right.
Yeah. I mean, we're losing our freedom of conscience.
Yes,
you know,
we are, definitely.
We're being forced into that view now that we have to feel about everything and not necessarily do the thinking. And sometimes, you know, it's raising kids. Sometimes
well,
you have
true.
To say no.
Yeah, right. I agree. You know, there's a time to say no. I'm good at that.
Yeah. Yeah, like when I said, are you going to run for governor? You said no.
No. Well, they can't do it next year, but, you know, somebody else, I'm sure there's somebody out there. We got to get somebody that's very conservative that will get in there and do the right thing and not be afraid to, you know, say no.
Yeah.
People now that get in there, they won't do the right thing.
You're always my first choice, but I'm also pushing for Mark Amaday. So, you know, keeping my fingers crossed on somebody that the state can get behind and rally around and get the problem solved in Las Vegas, because
Clark County is a problem.
Yeah.
Obviously. And so we need to do something down there. It's just educating the people.
Yeah.
We have to get out there. I'm glad to see you're on the air here, continuing to educate people. I think that's great.
Yeah, and I love the fact that Turning Point USA here is now locally, and you know, getting on the campuses, whether it be the universities or the high schools, and helping spread the message that it's okay. Free thought is okay.
Right. Well, this is where we have to get into the schools. In my opinion, that's what is destroying our country is the public education indoctrination system.
Yeah.
It's hurting our children. They're not giving the truth, all the truth. They're not getting the way of teaching the Constitution the way they should be. Yeah, they mention it, bring it up, but there's so many things that they're teaching that the parents should be left to the parents to teach the children, not the school system.
Saddest day in the legislature when Jim Wheeler's bill never even got heard to teach the Federalist Papers and the Bill of Rights.
Right, so. Right. Yeah, there's a lot of sad days I saw down
there,
believe me.
Yeah, that wasn't the only sad day. There were a lot of them. So no. Thank you so much for sitting down.
Thank you very much, Marlon.
You can go eat your lunch now and get
okay, great.
Your
thank
wife.
You very much.
Thank you, sweetheart. See, and that's why I just, you know, I have to say sweetheart, because this is what real Nevadans, true Nevadans, are worried about. They're worried about all of our futures, not just Republicans, not just conservatives. Because a lot of times the younger generation, when it comes to liberalism, when it comes to socialism, you don't learn the lesson until later in life. And the damage has already been done. So we need to keep spreading the word. Read the Constitution. Read the Bill of Rights. Understand how it was actually the Pilgrims, when they came over here and hit on Plymouth Rock, what they were escaping and what they wanted for this new country, for this new land. It just took us that, you know, while until the American Revolution that we actually fought and people died for what they believe in. And it's already been destroyed to a certain point. We just have to keep it from going any further and turn it back. All right. That is done for the show here from CPAC West, the Grand Sierra Resort. Thank you for joining me for my live show. I appreciate it, and I appreciate everybody who was, you know, wanted to call in or email, but we were focused on this. I hope I see you at the Basque Fry tomorrow. As you heard Andy Matthews say earlier, midnight tonight, your last chance to get a ticket for the 5th annual Basque Fry. I'm Monica Jay for the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and